Sour grapes, Bernie Sanders?
That's not rigged. I think it's just a dumb process, which has certainly disadvantaged our campaign.
Dumb or not, Bernie Sanders has vowed to change the nominating process at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia next month, where delegates will write the rules for upcoming campaigns. Up for debate are the Sanders issues: get rid of superdelegates, caucuses, and open primaries. Jennifer Lawless is a professor of government at American University. She says that calls for changes in the process are part of the ritual of the campaign and not necessarily some unprecedented crisis.
I think it's a situation where there are lots of pieces of the process that seem like they're a little bit off, and it helps candidates like Bernie Sanders or earlier in the primary season, Donald Trump, suggest that the system is rigged. The problem for those allegations is that, especially on the Democratic side, no matter how we would have counted the votes, no matter what the process would have looked like, the outcome would have been the same as it was last night for Hillary Clinton.
In the superdelegate realm, I think people do have a sense that why would they have something like that if you could just have people vote? Is there a particular reason for the superdelegates? It's not to give party bigwigs a free couple of lunches at the convention, right?
It's not. There are a couple of different reasons. The first is, in some ways, a check. You don't want a situation where the people who are well versed in politics and the most politically active in the various states put in a position where the voters choose somebody that is just completely ill-suited for the presidency.
All right. People listening to that say, okay, that's what rigged is. That's what rigged means.
Well, the problem, though, with the allegation that it's rigged is that in no election have they been decisive. And so they're also not pledged to any one candidate. So what we wind up seeing in almost all cases are superdelegates wind up voting almost in all cases along with the general population in their state. And that's why a lot of them wait to say who their candidate is until their states have voted. But even if we throw out the superdelegates, Hillary Clinton is ahead in pledged delegates. She clinched the majority last night with the pledged delegates. The same thing happened with Barack Obama in 2008.
Is it possible that you can make an argument that the way the Democratic Party runs the primary process, that it discourages a broad debate on progressive politics and encourages a kind of Clintonian stick with the center idea? Sanders really upset the apple cart there.
He did. And this is what primaries are supposed to do. For a long time, we've had primaries where candidates who have not necessarily been likely to win have allowed the eventual nominee to adopt a lot of the policies and principles of the more fringe elements of that party. And for the Democrats, that means the more liberal progressive arm. For the Republicans, it means the conservatives. So a hotly contested primary, as long as it ends with unity, strengthens a party and strengthens the eventual nominee. The issue is just to make sure that in this case, for example, Bernie Sanders and his supporters are enthusiastic backers of Hillary Clinton, who won.
Why would we believe that they're going to be enthusiastic backers based on the way the convention and then the rest of this process is going to run?
Because their alternative is Donald Trump. And whether we
that means you need Trump every 4 years. The process doesn't encourage them. It's just the fact that Trump happens to be there.
No, that's not true. In 2008, it was because the opponent for Hillary Clinton supporters getting, you know, on board behind Barack Obama, it was because the opponent was John McCain. Since 1980, we've had very strong party line voting. In the last three elections alone, 95% of Democrats have voted for the Democrat and 95% of Republicans have voted for the Republican. So although there are internal divisions during the primary season, generally speaking, those divisions, even in the case of Clinton and Sanders, where there seem to be some fundamental differences, really pale in comparison to the differences between the parties. And so assuming that she reaches out to Sanders and the Sanders campaign, and it seems that she's already beginning to do so, and also acquiesces to some extent with the kinds of things he's talking about and prioritizing the kinds of issues he's talking about, like income inequality, then there's no reason to expect that over the course of the next month, we won't wind up with some degree of unity.
Jennifer Lawless is a professor of government at American University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.